This is most clearly reflected in the largely fragmented and ineffective system of mental health care in place across the nation. Mental health services aren't seamlessly delivered to wherever children and youth are located. Instead, the door or the system that they enter determines the type of care they receive. For instance, children and youth in the juvenile justice system who have mental health concerns likely receive very different care than children in the child welfare or education systems who have the very same concerns. Federal funding streams typically fund services within administrative silos or single agencies, as if the children in those silos don't have contact with other environments, such as school or the home. At this stage, funding structures and physical structures, for example, agency or environment in which you receive services, determine the care you receive. The structures and the assumptions about the care you should receive through these structures determine care. In this way, people are at the mercy of the system. In these typical systems, these structures determine the rest of the processes that lead to performance. For instance, structures that pay for traditional office-based care lead to agencies providing office-based care. Structures lead to specific actions. In turn, these actions drive the goals of the system. If office-based care is the way children are seen, then one goal may be to see as many children as possible in office-based settings. If systems pay for hospital-based care, one goal may be to construct enough hospitals so that all children and youth with serious health concerns are seen in these facilities. The actions authorized by the structures feed to the goals the system chooses. Finally, these goals determine the values of the system. This part is sometimes hard to swallow. One way to think about how this happens is in reference to work in social psychology and neuroscience.